Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. With the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. Well, my guest, David Herzog, he is, I don't know what's stronger than red hot, maybe white hot for the Messiah. But David, you just got back from Finland, and you said the glory of God was at a higher level than you've ever seen it in that nation before. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, it's a national move of God on the verge of an awakening is happening. Everybody knows about it in the church, Lutherans, Baptists, Catholic, I mean, secular. We hit the whole country, live to the whole country, but the glory was so thick, not just the miracles and the signs and the salvations. That was all awesome, but there was such a level of glory. It changed my life. I've been doing this for over 20 years, and I've been wrecked for God in a good way since this trip, and the love of God on a level we've never experienced before.
Now, when you say the love of God, what do you mean?
The supernatural love was so strong for God and one for the other, it was like oozing out of everybody on the team. We were on this bus, traveling every day, 6 hours a day, hitting different cities, tearing down, going to the next city, and it was like the Book of Acts. Literally, it felt like we would be willing to die for one another and for the Lord. It was such an intimacy with the Lord that it spilled over into relationships. And I think that was one of the huge keys, besides, of course, that they love Israel. A lot of the government officials bless Israel. The church loves Israel. So it was like all the elements were there. Unity, love, miracles, Israel, sacrifice. No one was doing it for their own self. It was like the Book of Acts, or no one thought anything was their own. They just did it for the Lord. You
know? Well, David, this is the first interview we've done in a while. And I can sense on the radio the level of glory is stronger than the last time. I guess you just got the overflow from just getting back from Finland. Now, the reason that I'm interviewing you is we've put together a package called the Power and the Glory Package. The reason we did this is I want everyone to walk in the glory of God. Kind of bottom line, David, what's the advantage of people walking in the glory of God as opposed to the way they are right now?
Well, a lot of people run off just their gifting or anointing, and they get burned out just doing their gift and anointing. They're pulling it from, I call it their battery within. You know, they charge up their own little their spirit man. But the glory is you're actually accessing it directly from heaven's realm. You're not just depleting your own reserves. So it's like basically like Peter, he's walking down the street, his shadow's healing the sick. He's not necessarily one-on-one pushing to try to get each person delivered or healed, but you live in such a realm of heaven's glory that God's hand starts to get stretched out on people even without you lifting a finger. It's just a whole nother dimension.
All right, if someone was to say to you, oh, come on now, David, you have a special gift. Everyone can't move in that special gift. What would you say?
I'd say, no, they can't. Everybody can have that. You know, the glory is for everybody that's a believer. Once you're a believer, you have access to it. Just a lot of times my people perish for lack of knowledge. They don't understand how to live in it. And that's why we're talking about it and writing books, traveling. And once they live in it, it's almost like they're born again. It's like a whole new dimension of God that they never knew. Their whole Christian life gets exciting again. Or maybe it got dull and routine. It's like every morning they can't wait to wake up and just be with God and see what he's going to do.
Now, in the glory, some very unusual things have happened. It seems as though that once the glory invades a meeting or you're walking in a mall, whatever you say, it happens instantly. Give me an example.
Okay, yeah. Like in our meetings, for instance, and just so when the glory is very high, well, I'll begin to give words of knowledge, and usually the moment I'll speak the word instantly, like we had blind eyes open, deaf ears. Just someone's getting healed of this, boom, 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 and it starts to happen. Or in the store, I'm at the grocery store here in Sedona, and I'm buying something at the health food store, and the lady goes, oh, my back's hurting. I go, oh, really? Hey, let me pray for you. She didn't ask who I was or anything. I didn't lay hands on her. I just spoke to the back, and I said, in Jesus' name, back be healed. And you could hear the bones start to crackle, and everybody freaked out, and the baggers that were bagging the groceries ran, and the other aisles ran over to see what was going on. And she said, how did you do that? That's amazing. I said, well, I didn't. Jesus did it. He's the highest power source. I said, and then she said, well, in this town, everyone worships something, but we don't see stuff like that, that easy, that fast. And you did it nonchalantly, like casually, like it was no big deal. So the higher the glory, the easier things like this begin to happen.
I happen to believe that this is God's moment for a spectacular outpouring of His Spirit. But people that are not equipped to walk in the glory are going to be like, they'll be on AM and God's on FM. And we want to switch everyone to the God channel. David, why, when you understand the glory, are you concerned about proper nutrition? I mean, we entitled the package, The Power and the Glory. The glory we understand. The power is your new book called Jumpstart Your Way to Healthy Living, The Miracle of Superfoods, New Weight Loss Discoveries, Anti-Aging Techniques. I mean, I've never seen one book so jam-packed. Now, I'm all in favor of alternative health. I take vitamins, and I believe in this. But why you? You're walking in such glory. Why would you be doing these this type of thing?
Well, I noticed over the years, I've been doing this over 20 years, as you get older, which we all are, your body starts to get a little sluggish. And I notice when I'm tired and I don't feel in shape physically, it does affect me spiritually because I can't pray as long. I can't travel to certain places that I want to go. I can't go to the jungles. And I want to be able to do all things. And there is a lot of the Bible does talk about your health. And so all I notice when I start changing my health, not only do I feel better physically, but something in my spirit began to open up. I can't explain it other than that. As I lined up my spirit with my body on the same level, more things began to open. But kind of like Daniel, when he went on that vegetable fast for 21 days, you know, he was walking at a level of God, but when he did that, it propelled him to another dimension of God's glory and visitation.
Well, I'll tell you what I love about your new book. You cover everything in that in one book. And there's so many things I want to ask you questions about, but something that very few people have ever heard of, and that is you talk about body cleanses. What is that?
Well, a lot of times, you know, over the years, if you live in America, you eat foods that are really toxic and hormones in the meats and pharmaceuticals, and a lot of that stuff stays in your body for like years and years and years. And so a lot of times people can start eating healthy or raw diets, or organic, but it's like if the pipes are blocking the pipes and they're full, you got to clear the pipes first. So I know people that try to lose weight, but they've got like years of fecal matter in their intestines and their colon, so they need to cleanse first to get all the junk out, and then the body starts flowing normally. You eat fruit, or you eat vegetables, or you eat whatever you eat.
But there are people listening to us right now, and they say, I don't want to do that. What would you say to them?
It's your choice, but some people won't live as long because of that. Most sickness, I've heard it said before, happens in the colon. A lot of stuff happens in the colon. A lot of Americans, even ministers I know that in the glory, supernatural, die really young because they are not healthy. And I asked the Lord about this. How could that be? And the Lord told me, he said, well, they've obeyed my spiritual laws, so I move in their meetings, but my physical laws of rest and food and health, which are in the Word, it's like the law of gravity. You know, you jump off the building, you fall.
Well, in my opinion, I used to lay hands on people. I would get a word of knowledge, and I would say, everyone with a back problem, come up. And I would lay hands on people, and almost everyone would get healed. But every once in a while, I'd lay hands on someone that was grossly overweight. And I can tell you what I thought. I didn't say it. But what I thought is, I believe God's going to heal you. But I believed tomorrow you'll still have a problem unless you lose the weight.
Exactly. Yeah, you can get a miracle, but now God wants us to maintain our health, not every year have to come back for the same problem. You know, so it's one thing to get a miracle, it's another to keep your miracle. And that's kind of what the book's about.
Now, you talk about super foods that give power and energy. Tell me, there's one you talk about that intrigues me, the avocado.
The avocado is a really, it's like my friend. The avocado is wonderful because it gives you a satisfied feeling. A lot of people, they're hungry, and they say, oh, I need more meat, I need more protein. A lot of times, you're just craving the healthy fats. So the avocado, you eat an avocado, a lot of times you don't have that same craving for a lot of meat. So, and it's an amazing food. It clears your skin. It helps with your cholesterol levels. It does so many things that's in the book that explains. And a lot of people that are on raw diets or vegetarian diets, they realize that avocados are one of their best friends. It helps them maintain a healthy diet.
You know, I was talking to a friend of mine that's a medical doctor, and he said that God gave us an amazing body. And if we would just change the way we eat, we would have energy, we would not have stress, we would not be overweight, we would not he says if you change your lifestyle enough, you won't have cancer, you won't have heart trouble. I mean, your whole body starts operating the way God wanted it to.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, like in the book, I have a 21-day diet. When they start doing it, they start doing the juicing, then the raw foods, and different kind of foods depending on where they're at. Even within like the first 24 hours, people start feeling amazing physically. Their skin clears up. They do it for 3 days. They start dropping the weight. And then something happens in their spirit, man. When they start losing the weight, losing the toxins, somehow, spiritually, there's something that opens up, and they get more excited about God. They want to start praying. Kind of like when you go to a nature place. You know, let's say you're from the city, you're from New York, and then you go into, like, you're in Colorado in the mountains. You feel more spiritual when you're in God's creation that God created. Well, when you eat natural, healthy, raw foods, something also happens. You feel different than just eating toxic.
Whoa, our time is slipping away, and I'm so interested in what David is speaking about, but I want to get this amazing DVD that we recorded right in our It's Supernatural Mentoring Center in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's called Walking in the Glory Every Day. It's a how-to CD, and his book, Jumpstart, Your Way to Healthy Living, he shows you step by step. It's not something that he's just making up in theory. It's something that he has used and many other people have used, and it works. We're making the entire package called the Power and the Glory Package available for a gift of $35. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.